Well, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and we start off with some golfing news this morning. South Africa's Christian Pezzadenhout is off to a flyer at the Open Championship at Royal Port Rush. He carded a 4-under-67 to be part of a five-way tie for a one-shot lead in the opening round. The world number one, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson and Shane Lowry, two shots behind the leaders after shooting 1-under-70s. Defending champions, Xander Schauffele, carded a level par 71 at Royal Port Rush, trailing the early leaders by four strokes. He told the Sky Sports News that there's plenty of time left for him to bridge the gap.
All in all, I mean, I feel like I can shoot lower, obviously, but I'm not overly, excited about the round, but I'm not upset either. I'm only four back.
And then rugby news, KZN schoolboys, Ekete Rosiaya scored a hat-trick of tries as the SA school side beat the SAA school side 49-14 in Middleburg. The son of Australian rugby legend Michael Lynah is set to start against the British and Irish Lions in Saturday's opening test in Brisbane. Tom Lynah comes in for the injured fly half Noah Lolesio. The host would also be without two key players, Will Skelton and Rob Valentini. Head coach Joe Schmidt says it wasn't worth taking a chance on their fitness.
The last game of the series, I think they would have been in the mix, but the risk you take if you put those guys out there and they're not quite ready and you try to push them through, you might end up worse off.
Yeah, so that first test is finally here, 12 p.m. start on a Saturday, South African time. Real Madrid and England midfielder Jude Bellingham set to spend 12 weeks on the sidelines. Bellingham underwent shoulder surgery on a Wednesday and will spend his spell recovering. He's set to miss the club's two first Champions League matches and should be back in action for the El Clasico clash with FC Barcelona in October. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.